All right, we'll start with the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. The first order of business is the minutes from the meeting of September 23rd. Do I have a motion?
I'll make a motion to accept those minutes. Ed Jessup.
Richard Ryan. Second.
Motion by Mr. Ed Jessup and second by Mr. Ryan. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Carried. Next up is revenue reports. We have building and zoning, $36,275. Public Works, $4,830. Planning is $6,425. Highway is $3,000. Justice Sullivan Biseglia is $8,204.50. Justice O'Hare is $12,985. Town Clerk is $1,029.23. We have a line item for recreation and which looks as negative. Does anybody know whether that's a correction or what that is?
Supervisor,
yep.
There was a loss because of the summer camp being canceled. If you look at the monthly report.
Okay.
That is a loss.
All right, but I'm not sure those go in revenue reports, but all right. I mean, that just means there was an expense, right?
It's on the monthly report, that's why it was included.
Okay, thank you. Minus 755. Do I have a motion to accept the reports?
I move, Joe Luna.
Joe Luna moves. Do I have a second?
Gary.
Second from Gary. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Carried. There's no correspondence. First public hearing tonight is related to the transfer station franchise agreement. I'd like to make a couple of notes. We put this out for a bid as we do periodically. We got one response back from Royal Karting. They asked for some amendments to what was in the bid package. Perhaps the most notable of which is that the bid package specifically said that the contract should be for 2 years. They have asked that it be for 1 year with them having an option to renew it based on usage of the site. I'm recommending number one, that we waive the requirement for the 2 year to 1 year as a result of we only have one bid. So if we decline that, then we don't have anyone. And I'm also recommending that we accept the amendments as they've offered them, and that you authorize me to sign the amended franchise agreement.
We have to do that in two steps, please.
Okay, so the first step is
to award the bid, and then we have a resolution to actually authorize, which addresses everything that you just spoke of.
Okay, so the first thing I'm going to ask is that you authorize the amended franchise agreement as well as waiving the two-year term.
Ed Jessup will make that motion.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Second to the resolution accepting the franchise agreement and authorizing me to sign it. Do I have a motion?
Move. I'll second by Gary.
Motion made by Joe, seconded by Gary. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Just a second. This requires a public hearing. So before we vote on it, I think it would be a good idea for us to, I would like a motion to open the public hearing.
Thank you.
So moved.
All in favor?
Second.
Aye.
I'm sorry. I didn't get that. Who made the first motion?
I did, Chris, Ed Jessup.
And I believe Gary seconded it.
Yes.
So I'll open the this item or this public hearing for public comment. If there's any comments or questions regarding the transfer station franchise agreement, please unmute yourself and make yourself heard. Going twice. Do I have a motion to close the public hearing?
Ed Jessup will make the motion to close the public hearing on the transfer station.
Do I have a second?
Richard, seconded by Gary.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Carried. And I have a motion made and seconded to authorize me to sign the agreement. All in favor?
No, I'm sorry. Aye. I have to award.
I'm sorry. The bid. I'm sorry.
Award the bid.
Okay, so we'll redo that. Do I have a motion to award the bid?
I made the original motion to award the bid to Royal.
Do I have a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? And now, do I have a motion to authorize me to sign the amended franchise agreement?
So moved.
Second.
Second by Richie. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Carried. Next up has to do with the adoption of the 2021 assessment rolls for special districts. Do I have a motion to open the public hearing?
So moved.
I'll second by Gary.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Carrie, do I have any comments from the public or questions regarding the assessment rolls for special districts? Going twice. Do I have a motion to close the public hearing?
Ed Jessup will make the motion to close the public hearing on the special district.
Second that.
Seconded by Richie, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Carried. Next is the public hearing regarding.
You have to pass the resolution.
Just did that.
The Slate Farm resolution.
Do I have a motion? Do I have a motion to accept the assessment or the adoption of the assessment rolls resolution?
I'll make that motion. By Gary.
I have a second.
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 All in favor?
Sorry, there's 2 seconds. I didn't get it.
Richie, seconded.
Thank you.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. All opposed? Carried. Next up is our public hearing for.
Supervisor?
Yes.
Sorry, Supervisor. This is Wanda. Mm-hmm. There was also a Slate Farm resolution that Van de Water had prepared. I might have missed it.
No, that's included in the whole resolution, Wanda.
Okay, thank you.
It addresses the whole situation. Yep.
That was included in the resolution for special districts, Juan. It's on the resolution.
Okay, thank you so much. Sorry.
Sure.
No problem.
All right, so the next up is the public hearing related to the Route 5582 corridor rezoning scoping document. Do I have a motion to open the hearing the public hearing for the corridor rezoning and the draft scoping document?
So moved.
Do I have a second?
Second.
Is that Richie?
Yes.
Okay.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Carried. I'd like to say something before we start. The purpose of this public hearing is for us to get public comment related to the scope of the environmental impact statement that we are going to be preparing. I'd like people to limit their comments to that topic, namely additions to or corrections to the scope that was proposed in the draft document, as opposed to the project more generally. There'll be further public hearings related to the project more generally. The purpose of this one is to simply review and discuss the scope of the environmental impact statement that will be prepared. With that said, do I have anyone who would like to comment on the draft scope document?
Mr. Supervisor, can I just chime in real quick?
Sure, David.
Sorry. Just everybody, so I can introduce myself, because I don't think I've met everybody. David Cooper, a partner with the law firm of Zarin and Steinmetz, your board's special land use counsel in this matter. The only other thing I wanted to add is comments that are either coming in written or comments that are coming tonight are going to be received. Tonight there is a stenographer present, so anything that's said will be recorded. We'll be able to take that back, review it, and determine whether or not we need to or want to modify the scope before it would come back to your board to adopt a final scope so that we can move forward with the CEQA process.
Perfect.
So, are there any other questions? I'm here and certainly can answer anything else.
Thank you, David.
Yeah.
Are there any comments related to the draft scoping document?
Hi, I have comments. Nicole Porter.
Go ahead, please.
Hi. As many of you probably remember being on the town board, being residents of LaGrange, the Apavella Shopping Center was built on a parcel very similar to the parcels that are in question for the rezoning, in which that they backed up to aquifers, New York State, and DEC wetlands, also federal wetlands. There was a business in that shopping center that polluted the wells in the back, polluted numerous wells. The only way people could get potable water was to have town water put into that development. As previously asked and answered by the board, there is no plans to bring town water east of the Taconic at this time. These two part, or at least two of the parcels in question, but with the rezoning, also abut New York State, DEC, Sprout Creek, Fishkill Creek, and other aquifers that directly lead to people's wells in the surrounding areas. Since it's already happened once in LaGrange and we were dealt with poisoned wells and having to bring water in to this subdivision, why would the town even consider taking a parcel that's not zoned for a gas station, making it zoned to accommodate a gas station where this potentially could happen again? It seems like there are much better parcels that would be suited for gas stations. My issue is not with gas stations. My issue is with gas stations on aquifers or abutting properties that have aquifers, DEC, or New York State wetlands. So, and then it also seems prevalent that even before the rezoning took place to take these parcels, once again, that were not zoned for gas stations, to make them zoned for gas stations, even before this already happened, we were hearing Stewart's going in on 5582. Most recently we heard on LoopNet is being advertised by the gym Planet Fitness is promoting the sale of a gas station and convenience store. That lot hasn't even been rezoned yet, and yet they're on LoopNet advertising industrial business. Something doesn't seem quite right. Doesn't seem quite right that we're hearing about these businesses going in, being advertised for sale, when the properties haven't even been rezoned yet.
Could you repeat which parcel, that one, that last one you were mentioning is, please?
Yes, hold on one second. I have it. It's the Planet Fitness parcel.
And someone is advertising for putting a gas station on the parcel that Planet Fitness
convenience store and gas station on LoopNet. I think I had the parcel here somewhere.
Okay, returning to the purpose of the meeting, which is the scope of the environmental impact statement, what I believe I'm hearing is that you want us to analyze the potential impact of the action that we're taking with respect to impact to wetlands and underground water supplies and aquifers. Is that right?
Absolutely. It's basically unheard of that a town would propose to rezone properties to allow gas stations and on or abutting aquifers that supply water, groundwater to our local wells.
All right. Thank you. Anything Very further? Good. Any other comments? Any comments or questions regarding this draft scope of this action? other than concerns for water supplies, aquifers, and wetlands.
Yes, this
I have a question.
Sure.
If a gas station does not get approved to go there, what would your light industry, what would be approved? What is it that, I have lived in an area where they had light industry and they didn't approve a gas station. They approved a place that made compost and stored mulch. And when that was turned over every month, the smell went within miles and miles. And the health department would come down, but they would come down 2 days later when the compost was already turned and the air would be clean. So I'm just trying to get this to get to be smart right from the beginning. Would this be for light industry, heavy industry? Like what, if a gas station, like what are you willing, how are you willing to protect this water?
The, that's at least a two-part question. I believe the first question that you asked was that if it wasn't a gas station, what other kinds of businesses might be permitted in this zone? And the answer to that is the town has a table of uses which lists many, many pages of potential uses for land. And the easiest way to determine what sorts of uses would be permitted and what sorts of uses would not be permitted would be to look at that table, which is available online. And there are two columns in that table. There is a column that is labeled GB for general business, and there is a column labeled commercial or C. What we are proposing is changing the zoning from general business, which it is currently and allows a number of commercial type uses, and changing it to C, which allows a different set. And so you can easily look at the two columns and see which uses are permitted in each of those zones and what the new potential uses would be. With respect to protecting the water supplies for and other environmental impacts for any given use, any project proposed at any of the sites would be required to go through its own site plan review and its own approvals, and would be subject to the same sorts of environmental reviews, public comment, public concerns, and discussion by the planning board to either mitigate or eliminate any of those concerns. And so it would, just how that would go would be very much dependent on what was being proposed. Did I answer your question?
You did, thank you.
Sure, thank you.
Excuse me, 1 second, your name was, oops, she's gone.
My name was Anne Maria Pell. Hello, oh, okay.
Okay, thank you.
Other comments or questions?
We have a comment from Thomas Clemens.
Mr. Clemens.
Can you hear me?
I sure can.
I just like some clarification in regards to the scope and environmental impact. Mm-hmm. I believe the last time that this issue came up, somebody mentioned that the water at the intersection of 55 and 82 was already undrinkable, mm-hmm. that area was already polluted, and that they had to bring in water to conduct their businesses. Is that correct?
I don't know the answer to that question.
You should.
Well, that's what we were told. And I'm wondering about when you're talking about expanding through this scope, the types of businesses that could pollute groundwater, I'm saying we've already got a situation and it's certainly not going to make it any better. And when you talk about any type of business that has the potential to pollute groundwater, let's just take gas stations a minute. I mean, how many gas stations do you need in a mile and a half span? I don't think there's a resident in this community that has trouble finding a place to gas up. So our concern as senior citizens on fixed incomes is if this environmental situation goes through and our well water gets polluted, what are we to do? You have no plans to put in town water, and I doubt if the town or any of the board members are going to purchase my home at market value. So what do people like us do if you end up polluting the groundwater? Not you specifically, but this action.
For tonight, yes. I'm going to start here.
I understand the concern. The purpose of this hearing is to listen to people's concerns so that the environmental review that we conduct looks at those concerns, reviews them, and makes a determination as with respect to the questions and concerns that you have. That we're not going to we will not be answering that concern this evening. That's what the purpose of the environmental review and ultimately the environmental impact statement is.
So when this environmental review comes out, will they also state the condition of the groundwater at the intersection? Because you don't seem to know the answer.
I think what I've heard is you have on the record that you would like that included in the environmental review.
Which intersection are we referring to?
Just for the 82 record. And 55.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Supervisor Bell, I have that parcel number for you. It's 945946.
And that's the one with Planet Fitness on it?
Yes.
I know where that parcel is. Thank you very much, though, but I know which parcel you mean. That surprises me that somebody would be talking about doing it there, because there are separate regulations related to gas stations and their proximity to wetlands, wetland buffers, and that sort of thing. And as you indicated, there's a wetland immediately adjacent to that buffer or immediately adjacent to that parcel. And when you take into account the distances that would needed to be required to be away from wetlands and their wetland buffers, I'm skeptical there's enough room on that parcel to put a gas pump, much less a convenience station and all that. So I'm still a little surprised that that's true, but okay. I appreciate you bringing that up. I'll look into that.
Also, just to answer Mr. Clemens, where I personally work on Route 55, located in between the Taconic and 55 and Route 82 and 55, there are currently signs up in my office that we cannot drink the water. Those signs have been there for months.
Okay.
We have other comments, unidentified please. iPhone with their hands raised.
What?
That could be me. Dieter Lucas, how are you?
Hey, Dieter, how are you?
Good, good. A little late to the show, and I know this isn't exactly the right question, but why are we rezoning? Is this part of the town's master plan? Because I thought that part of town was supposed to be like a rural area, and we had a town center. I'm just curious.
Great question.
Why are we doing this?
Great. Very good. Why?
First of all, it's not zoned rural. It's zoned general business, which is a commercial classification. It is not zoned for residential use at all. It's currently zoned for commercial uses. So the change we're making would be to permit a certain additional commercial uses in addition to the ones that are already permitted. Second of all, when the town did its last comprehensive plan and its last major rezoning in 2005, these parcels were changed from commercial zoning to the current zoning. And so this action is in effect just switching it back to the zoning that existed on all those parcels in 2005. And third of all, the rationale behind it will obviously be included in the documentation that we would be providing moving forward, assuming we continue to do that. But the quick answer to that is that there are a number of commercial properties in there. As I said, they're already zoned commercial that have two characteristics. One are that they are commercial properties that have not had any development proposed or moved forward in the last 15 years. Meaning the current uses are at least not viewed as desirable or viable by the current owners. And the second issue that is that a number of the current parcels are already being used for things that are not conforming with the zoning that was changed. In other words, they were all put on those parcels before the zoning changed and are uses that are consistent with the new zoning. And because they are non-conforming, they have a certain degree of limitation on their ability to be expanded and enhanced because they are non-conforming properties. And so the thinking is that those parcels will become better able to continue to operate successfully if they have that flexibility, and the parcels that the relatively small number of undeveloped commercial properties may be able to find more useful use for the owners.
And why was it changed? You know, when you did it 2005, wasn't that when we had a whole bunch of public input?
Yes,
that was part of a large overall comprehensive plan revisement. And right. if you're gonna ask me why that area was changed, I'm not gonna dodge the question. I'm simply gonna tell you that I don't know because I was not involved.
Well, I'm just gonna say
I was not a member of that committee, so I don't know.
Let me answer
that question if you'd like.
Well, hold on. Let me chime in here. Sorry, everybody, but just to be clear, remember the purpose of tonight's hearing is to identify those areas of environmental concern, including land use and purpose and need that should be evaluated in the GEIS. And so tonight's purpose is just to identify those issues so that we can incorporate that in. The SGEIS will discuss the purpose of the project, land use and the community character and consistency and potential impacts. And so all of the issues that you're bringing up tonight will be discussed, and there will be public hearing.
And will be documented at the time. Correct.
Just, and maybe that, so maybe it's a different point where this is going to come out, but it just seemed like the public didn't have any input in the whole rezoning issue. I mean, it seems like we're getting input to the environmental part of it, but not the rezoning. And last time it seemed like we all had input to our town's master plan, to the zoning that we all bought off on.
I'd make a couple of points. The process for a major update to a comprehensive plan is different than the approach that's taken for individual rezoning efforts. And the second point I would make is that this is only one public hearing related to the scoping of the environmental impact statement. There will be at least one more public hearing related to the draft environmental impact statement, as well as public hearings related to the any amendments that might be associated with it to the comprehensive plan, and the public will have opportunity for input in both of those sessions.
And is there, you know, just the whole democracy thing? I know you're big on public, you know, input and participation in democracy. So if the majority of the town doesn't want to change that, are we going to change the zoning?
I don't anticipate knowing whether the majority of the 16,000 people living in the town of LaGrange want this or not. And I wouldn't, and I would caution against people thinking that they're the representatives of the people when the elected officials are representing the people. That's what we're elected to do, is represent their interests. Nevertheless,
unclear. That is unclear. Would you?
Well, it may not be clear to you, but it's very, very clear to me because I ran for election and ran for elective office, and I know what representative government actually means.
Good. So would you explain it to us again?
It's very clear to me, I assure you.
I'm sure you're right. Would you explain it to us again, please?
Let me just chime in, only because I know we're making a record tonight, and what's going to happen at the end of this hearing is that I'm going to have to review all this and figure out what is relevant to the scope and what's not. This discussion, respectfully, I don't believe actually advances the purpose of the hearing tonight to talk about the scope, what should be studied during the environmental impact analysis, so that we can actually get all this information together so that the public can review, comment pursuant to the CEQA process and the public hearing. So I just caution, if we could just get back to the scope, that would be helpful, certainly for town staff, so that we can understand what we need to do.
So we have a raised hand from LJ and TJ.
Two questions. One of the statements is that the purpose of the rezoning is to direct uses from the town center that are less desirable to other designated commercial areas. I wonder if you could expand on the what less desirable means and what the impacts would have. Second question, development has not materialized in the area under consideration is used to justify rezoning, but there also is a note that constraints due to environmental features have limited the zoning possibility. How will rezoning affect environmental constraints?
Those were both references to the previous environmental impact statement?
I'm not quite sure. I was on the town website and I think this is what I came up with. But
okay. That's what they sound like to me. And if you're asking for clarification, then we got that. Thank you. Other comments regarding the scope for this environmental impact effort?
Yes, we have a raised hand from Thomas Clemens.
Hello?
Please go ahead.
I'd like you to expand on what you added to the environmental scope the first time. I had asked about the condition of the water at the 82-55 intersection. But based on previous comments, I'd like you to expand that. The woman that spoke said there's already signs up in her place of work not to drink the water. So I would like the environmental scope to include any locations from the Taconic East to that area that already have problems with groundwater. That's it.
Duly noted. Thank you.
Thank you.
Other comments?
Yes, this is Fred Tabor.
Please go ahead, Fred.
I live east of the Taconic, south of 55, in the area affected. I'm not sure if it applies to the environmental scoping that you're talking about, but I'm also concerned about the traffic. We just spent a lot of time, money, and energy redoing the 55 corridor with traffic circles and so forth. I use Veeley Road to access 55, and traffic is absolutely horrible. Any additional commercial development will certainly affect the amount of traffic along 55. So I'm very concerned, not only with the water issues that have already been brought up, but also with the traffic issues. With the closing of the Taconic Parkway at Tot Hill Road, I'm either forced to use 55 or use Rimf Road to access east of the Taconic. Certainly any kind of large commercial development in that particular corridor is certainly going to increase traffic. And I would like to see that taken a look at as well.
Traffic is very much an environmental concern and falls under the heading of this scope. So that's duly noted.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
This is...
Can I follow up something that Fred said? This is Anne-Marie
Sure.
Pell.
Go ahead.
I agree with Fred about the traffic. And if it is a gas station and you get these tankers that come in through the middle of the night, you have, they put on their engine brakes when it's peaceful and quiet. I'm already starting to hear an uptick in that to begin with. When some of the bridges already have, like the Hudson Bridge has a sign, no engine brakes going into the city of Poughkeepsie. So that is something that definitely, if there's going to be some kind of trucking, then it's going to be a 24-hour situation, or that we're going to need some sort of, you know, enforcement of these Jake brakes, these engine brakes, you know, these straight pipes. You could hear them miles and miles away. Just wanted that noted.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
This is Glenn Frazier. Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
How are you? I heard Joe Luna had mentioned that he knew the reasoning behind the 2005 change from a commercial to a GB. Could he please expand on that for us?
I I think a better approach would be to refer you to the comprehensive plan of the town of LaGrange, because I'm sure all those reasons are articulated in the document that was produced at the time.
That's fine. He's here and it's a public hearing. I understand the scope of tonight, but he's here. If he can, he was going to articulate that when he was cut off. So I would ask that he be able to speak.
You can call me if you like.
Will do, Joe.
I can't talk to that tonight.
Other comments or questions?
Yeah, would the cost of the water lines, if there are required to go in, would that be part of the environmental impact study?
What water lines?
If the water is contaminated or the groundwater becomes contaminated, the cost to run water out there for the people.
But there's no plan to bring water east of the Taconic, I thought.
Exactly. But so, if this they go ahead with this, and now that becomes an issue.
Right.
So
that's a perfectly valid question to ask us to consider when doing the environmental impact statement.
Thank you. And Alan, by the way, I did vote for you.
Thank you.
But listen, I don't think that means we can't hear what the people are saying just because you got elected.
I was not suggesting that people should not voice their opinions or that we should not listen to. What I was suggesting is that there are a lot of people in the town of LaGrange and that a dozen people who feel a certain way about something do not necessarily represent the people of the town of LaGrange. Suggesting that we shouldn't listen to what you have to say. That's the purpose of public hearings. We're sensitive to what people believe. We're absolutely going to consider your concerns. I was simply saying that in a pure democracy, every single person gets their own vote, and we live in a representative government, and that's not how it works. We don't ask the people what they think and let 15 people vote, tell us what to do. That's not the process. That's all I was saying. It's a purely theoretical discussion and about how government works. It's not a discussion about our lack of interest in the concerns of the people on this call or the people in the rest of the town. If the majority of the people in the town of LaGrange felt any particular way about something, then that would be a significant thing, but not the majority of people who choose to
were affected
and on a particular call. That's all. That was my only point.
That's rather dark.
I'm sorry that you feel that way.
I do feel that way. And I also feel that way about this, my vote sign that was stolen from my property today.
Wow. Okay.
Thanks.
Other points.
Yes, this is Susan Cavey and Tori Close. We have to stop meeting like this. I've got to tell you, it's not nice.
Our town hall is open. You can come see me anytime you want, Susan.
Yeah, and if it wasn't right for the virus, I'd be there, but I'm not coming into that town.
We're all wearing masks, so that's okay.
That doesn't matter to me. Thank you, though.
I must say, Alan, that this is my first appearance at these meetings, and I am kind of disappointed in your approach. Mm-hmm. And your tenor.
I'm not sure why you're saying that. The approach is the approach that is required by the law, which is to discover the scope of an environmental impact statement that we're preparing.
Yeah, great.
But I'm sorry you feel that way.
I do feel that way. I'm sorry too.
Okay.
With due respect, there are 55, not 15 people at this meeting.
That was just a hypothetical number. That was just a hypothetical number. I was not trying to count everybody.
That was a very small hypothetical number, and I think you were being disingenuous.
Yeah.
That was not my intent. Someone said,
ask the question.
My intent of that answer was that someone simply asked if the majority of the people in the town of LaGrange felt some way about something. And the point I was making was that this process does not lend itself to asking all the people in the town of LaGrange how they feel about a particular action that a government body takes. It's just not how the process works. That does not mean that I don't consider the views of the people that are on the call or the views of people who have sent emails and raised concerns to be insignificant or unimportant. That's not the point I was making at all. Mm-hmm. I can assure you, that's not what I was saying.
If the people knew that these two parcels are certainly the 8255 parcel was abutting an aquifer, which is planned to Stewart's gas station. I'm not talking about a Stewart's shop. I'm talking about a Stewart's gas station. I assure the board, if everybody in the town of LaGrange knew this was a threat to their water, already knowing what happened with the poison wells behind the Apple Valley Shopping Center, this would be paramount to all citizens of LaGrange.
Absolutely correct.
Absolutely. We agree.
Absolutely. And it makes no sense for businesses to even plan there, because how are they going to pump in fresh water for their clientele?
And we have many more comments. Susan came in, Tori, because we have many more comments. Do we have the floor?
Sure. So go ahead, Susan.
Okay. So several things that we would like to mention. One, to piggyback on Nicole's comments about the gas station that's already being advertised next to Planet Fitness. That has been posted by Jason Page. And I know that you know who the Pages are, because the Pages seem to own a lot of this town. So, of course, it's a concern for us that we don't know this to be true. But I feel some way in there that this is not kosher. This is not kosher for Jason Page to post this already. And what it can look like is that the town board is doing Jason Page's bidding. Enough said on that. Secondly, let's talk about the impacts of the community character in the draft of the scoping document. We know that most of this is going to be covered when you do I think it's called the CGIS report. But truly, you need to listen to what the people of tonight have been saying about that corridor of Route 55. It's a very dangerous, it's become a very dangerous corridor. It's become a very dangerous corridor. The building's light, where 55 and 82, the east-west corridor is dangerous, especially in all times of the year, but especially in the winter time when there's ice on the road or snow on the road or there's rain on the road. Coming down that hill it's very stressful, and I've seen people slide through the light. I've seen things happen at that light that none of us really want to know about. There's also the part in your environmental impact statement about the traffic. And I don't know that, you know, that you've done any traffic reports on what's going to happen to South Cross Road. We're already have become a major thoroughfare. It's going to become even worse because you're going to have up to 6 gas stations in a mile and a half corridor on 55. That's
a word in.
I'm sorry? Did someone say something?
Haley's trying to speak.
Okay. The next thing, again, which are the traffic problems, which I did see on your report, you basically, I believe, said that there's no traffic issues. Well, there are lots of traffic issues. The flora and fauna, I don't see anything where you've done any studies about any threatened or endangered species from Blanding's turtles or wood turtles or any other endangered species. In terms of the water, again, to build polluting businesses on a creek and an aquifer is unconscionable. I don't even know how you can think of doing something like that.
Particularly since we already know the part of that is already polluted.
Right.
As Nicole pointed out.
So I think that you really have to rethink, if everything is polluted, how are we going to get non-polluted water into the Taconic? I think that the town, correct me if I'm wrong, Alan, you have made statements that there will not be town water east of the Taconic.
And if our groundwell water is polluted, we're screwed.
We'll become like Long Island,
high breast cancer rate.
I would make two comments on that. The first comment is the response to water on the east side of the Taconic is that there are no plans. The town has no plans for providing water there, but the town has no plans to provide town water in a large part of the town. We have plans to put it where we plan to put it. There's no comprehensive plan to expand and put water to everyone in the town of LaGrange. So there's no plan at this time to put water on the side of the town. The second comment I would make is the entire purpose of the environmental review is to determine whether there is a danger to these sorts of things. And that's the purpose of asking you what you want us to analyze and what you ask or want us to report on.
Does the town not have an obligation to remediate for places like Nicole's where they cannot drink the water anymore because it's polluted? Where's the obligation of the town to that particular parcel that can't use water through no fault of its own?
I don't have any knowledge of what the situation with the water is on a single parcel in the town of LaGrange, so I can't comment on that.
Nicole would be glad to tell you.
Well, and what you told me is that there's a sign saying not to drink it. I don't know why that is, or don't know what the reason for that is.
That's something that we hope you look into, because
you're vast that we look into the existing water situation in the court.
Mm-hmm. Also, we wanted to mention that Route 55, especially as you're coming down the hill and other places along that corridor, are subject to flooding. We've all seen the flooding on Route 55. We've seen the flooding at the Page Business Park. We've seen the flooding next door at the Tim's
repair
spot. It's happening all the time. So that's also something that should be in your report, and it's not even being addressed. So I think, you know, and again, I don't think this has anything to do with this environmental report, but to me, it is part of the environmental report, in that when you change the character of the town, that's part of the environment. When you change the character of the town, of why people move here, that's part of your environmental report. And I think that you really need to answer that seriously. And I can't imagine that any of you who live here, you all live here, want this in the corridor. I just fail to understand, you know, that part.
It's going to become Gasoline Alley.
It will become, that's what you want it to be. And, you know, when you mention to the other person that they can go onto the website and look at all the different kinds of businesses that are zoned commercial, I would say, I think it's about 60% of them or more are automotive businesses, motels, nightclubs, you name it. I don't think that's what we want here. If you want those kinds of things, go back to your town center, put them in the town center. That's what a town center is for. So, end of our comments.
Thank you.
And in answer to your comment regarding community character is a valid consideration during an environmental review. So we will include that.
Can I ask one question?
Sure.
Hi, my name is Amy Baxter. And when you're talking about putting in a gas station, I'm just like curious, because there's an abandoned gas station on the corner of, or up the Taconic and 55, on the other side of that Planet Fitness. Instead of building another gas station, wouldn't they be more, I don't know, beneficial to fix that gas station up rather than build another one? That's all, thanks.
You're welcome. Other comments?
We have another raised hand from LJ and TJ again.
I think the draft, the scope should include a discussion of what the town would propose to do if there is a water pollution issue east of the Taconic and what the costs would be of that.
Thank you.
We have a raised hand from Drew Gammels.
Hi, my name is Drew Gammels. I'm from Keenan Bean. My office submitted a letter to your attention yesterday, so I won't reiterate those points, but I do just want to give a quick summary. We remain concerned that the board plans to expand on the plans conducted for the previous rezoning. That action was rescinded. Those studies and plans shouldn't matter anymore. The town should not be able to expand on studies previously conducted for an action that's now null and void. So, you know, we still have those concerns. Also, this draft scoping provided is inadequate. It's a skeleton recitation of the seeker guidelines, and it fails to identify any environmental concerns. It simply lists topics. It's a generalized scope that's going to lead to a superficial SGEIS, and that concerns us. For starters, the description fails to adequately describe the comprehensive plan amendments. They're barely mentioned. It fails to identify the 19 parcels. They're not listed in the actual description of the action. They should be listed. The parcel should be identified with the reference to the size and the land use for each parcel. The scope doesn't mention any potential significant adverse impacts as noted tonight. You know, there should be a focus on light and noise, impacts to water. Others have mentioned these. I won't repeat them again. For each of the impacts, we should have an examination of a comparison of existing and future development. That's not even mentioned in the draft scope. We also recommend adding information that heavy traffic resulting from commercial development could decrease air quality. There should be evaluation of public health and air quality. The commercial development, as noted multiple times, could lead to contamination and endanger the quality of Sprout Creek and the underlying aquifer. I think that's a huge point that multiple residents have raised that should be mentioned in the draft scoping document. There's no information provided on the extent and quality of data that's going to be used to address these impacts, and that's a seeker requirement. There is absolutely no reference to that in this draft scoping document. There should be references to scientific literature that's going to be used or what studies can be conducted. That's not in the draft scope. There's also zero identification of mitigation measures, which again is a seeker requirement and should be in there. Another concern we have is just understanding the history of what's happening here. In 2009, we know that the town rezoned 22 Taconic Center Lane from R120 to C2, which was later changed to general business. One of the arguments made in 2009 to support that rezoning was that the rezoning of parcel to C2 zoning district would directly compete with existing businesses or uses in the town center. Under the current proposed rezoning, the existing businesses or uses in the town center are going to be forced to compete with the new commercial zoning district, because many of the same uses are permitted in commercial zoning without special permit requirements and without other restrictions. So a market analysis should be done about how rezoning this area to commercial development is going to impact the existing town center business district. And also understanding why something was rezoned in 2009 and now it's being changed again. We hope that the town board considers these comments and prepares a new draft scoping document for the public to review, because this one is severely inadequate. Thank you for your time.
Thank you.
Thank you, Drew.
We agree with you.
Other comments?
Hi, am I unmuted?
You're fine.
Okay. I thought she was incredibly eloquent. Everything that woman just said should be considered. But I also want to ask, when you have your new plan, how do you go about informing the town of LaGrange? Because you said all these people, there's only 55 people on this call. But I wouldn't have known about this if I hadn't seen something on Facebook. How am I to know what you are up to in the town board if you do not tell the citizens of the town what you are doing? How do you tell them? That's what I'd like to know.
All of the agendas for our department or our board meetings are published online several days before the meeting is held on our website.
Published online, but how do you reach out to people? How do you tell people what you are doing? If folks knew that that you were planning this where the water supply would be severely compromised, you would have 12,000 people on this call. They don't know, or they would be here.
Supervisor, I can chime in if you'd like in terms of notice requirements. Okay. So this public hearing was duly noticed as any public hearing throughout the town as they hold in newspaper, on their website, et cetera. The CEQA process is a public process. So you have a public scoping hearing where you get input, as we're getting tonight, on what the scope should look like. Then the scope is finalized. Then the proposed, or the town in this case will prepare a draft environmental impact statement that will then be distributed not only to all the involved agencies, not only to the county and to other agencies that are interested, but also on the town's website, and there will be a publicly noticed hearing just like tonight on the draft GEIS. In the draft GEIS, all of the studies that people are asking about tonight, which are included in the scope, would be then included in the draft impact statement. And your comments will be heard by the board at that point. In addition, because this is a rezoning, there will be public hearings on the proposed rezoning as well as the comprehensive plan amendments. So whereas during a typical, say, site plan review where you may only have one public hearing, this process is going to go through no less than three, potentially four hearings. I can tell you that that's going to be ample opportunity for the public to give their input into this entire process.
That didn't answer the question, David. The question was, why does the town do more to tell the residents about what's going on so that we understand people? We know, Alan, you said before that you do what is within the limit of the law. Well, we're asking you to do more. We want you to represent all of us. People voted for you. Clearly, they want you to represent us. But that doesn't mean that you don't tell the community what's going on. You don't send out email blasts to the community. You're expecting the community to have to do the work. And we're asking you to help us do that work.
I was asked what the notification process is, and that's what I articulated. I don't agree with your characterization that we do it to the limit of the law. We do it according to the law. The law states how we're supposed to do this, and that's how we go about doing it. Our town website, among other characteristics, has the ability for people to subscribe to that website for news and notification. If they do that, whenever something is published there, a notice will be sent to their email or to a text message informing them that something is new and available on the website. I'm so sorry. Reasonable.
But with all due respect, you seem so defensive. You should be helping us. You should be reaching out. We are citizens. We are here. We are giving our time. We obviously care about the town. And to be quite fair, this is my first experience here, but you seem very defensive and not in keeping with who you should be. We want to know more in order to protect our community. And we are saying, I think it's fair to say, we're all saying, be there only 55 of us or like 5,000 of us who might be here tonight, we are interested in protecting east of the Taconic. We are interested in protecting our water. We don't need more gas stations. And we would just be really nice to think that you are on our side, or at least objective, so that you would hear what we say. Your body language, your intent, your responses are all so against us. It's just very demoralizing, frankly.
I'm sorry you feel that way. I don't agree with what you said. I don't believe that we're not being objective. We are absolutely being objective. And my intent is not to dismiss what you're saying at all. I'm simply explaining how the process works and how our communication takes place. I consider posting things on our website and advertising to our citizens that they can subscribe and be kept informed to be a reasonable outreach. We advertise that website at all of our public events. We encourage people to subscribe. This is how these kinds of actions take place and have always taken place.
I understand. And I am not attacking you. I'm merely saying these are difficult times. Everybody's very busy. Everybody's very concerned. So to respond by saying, you know, there's only 55 of you, there's only 55 of us because people are struggling to just stay in place. But that doesn't mean that people don't care about this issue. People care a great deal.
I will try and clarify that again, because I don't like the impression that you got from that. I was responding to someone asking whether we are sensitive to what the public believes. And I was simply pointing out that the public is a large body of people.
Yeah.
And that any individual group at any given meeting doesn't necessarily constitute the public. That was the only point I was making.
It doesn't mean that
all the people on this call's opinions don't matter, or that we're not listening and that we don't care. That was not my intent at all. I assure you.
I'm deeply bothered
that that's the impression I gave, but that was not my intent.
Mr. Bell, with regard to notice, aren't there rules and regulations in place that 10 days prior to a public meeting, signs are supposed to go up in the town?
I'm not sure what you're asking. You're asking about signs being posted in the town regarding a public hearing being held?
Yes.
David, you can answer that. Yeah, I believe the answer to that is no.
Not for rezoning in this context, no.
What you may be thinking of, Nicole, is the town recently, passed a law, when I say recently, sometime in the last few years, that requires that actions that are taking place on individual parcels that go in front of either of our planning board or our ZBA require a sign to be posted on that parcel in addition to notifying adjacent property owners. But that doesn't apply to rezoning efforts.
That will come later.
There's no requirement to post signs related to this at all. That regulation that we put in place a few years ago was aimed at individual projects by applicants that go in front of the planning board and the ZBA.
Okay, and my one other thought is, in your CEQA review, is there anything in there about the Cypress Creek Renewables?
We're asking what you would like to be put in the environmental impact statement. So I'm not sure how to answer, is there anything in it? Because we haven't finished or created it yet, because this is a scope discussion.
So I would like to rephrase
that and ask that we include it.
Yes, I would like the Cypress Creek Renewable Project referenced in the report.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thomas Clemens wants to speak again.
Is there anything
to the issue of publicity? I would submit that many of our elder citizens are not comfortable on public on the internet, and that it would be a good idea to publicize issues such as this in the Poughkeepsie Journal, very confused about that people still read.
All public hearings are put on notice in the Poughkeepsie Journal and have for decades. So we will continue to do that.
Not just a little notice.
We don't actually have the ability to publish articles in the Poughkeepsie Journal, though, so I'm not sure what you're asking. But we are required to put public notice in local newspapers, and we do.
Could the public notices be highlighted with Town of LaGrange in the paper?
That's up to the Poughkeepsie Journal. I'm not trying to dodge the question. It's just
that
I think public notices were published by them,
they would get it.
You're asking for us to what, put it in bold or something like that?
Yes.
Yeah.
We can ask for that, sure.
Is there anything in the law that precludes you from going above and beyond where you place the notices?
No.
Could you in fact create a database of the 16,000 residents of LaGrangeville
and send them some sort of flyer to let them know of these issues?
I'm not sure how to answer a question about creating a database for all of the residents of the town of LaGrange. I'm not sure how to answer that question.
The question though, Alan, is you didn't like my, okay. My terminology.
What do you, I can talk. What do you want me to say? They said no.
Susan, did you have something else to say?
I did. I wanted to say, I know that you didn't like my terminology about that you work within the limit of the law. I think you said, I forget what you said now, that you
were. We adhere to the law. We follow the law.
Right. Why can't you do more? In other words, what is precluding the town board of doing more than what the law requires? The very least of what the law requires. Why can't there be a system put into place, whether it's a referendum or flyers that go out? You have everybody's addresses. You could send out information to everybody in the town of LaGrange about this issue.
Particularly when it concerns water,
yeah.
And the quality of water.
And the environment, whether it's light and air and pollution and all kinds of things. I'm hoping that all the people on the board are listening to this. These are important issues. And it's not something where just because, oh, my neighbor told me, so now I know. I think that there's more to it than that. And I think that putting the burden on the residents of the town is asking a lot today, in today's environment, in any environment. People are so busy. You know this. We all know this. Two people are working in families. Now we don't know about kids going to school. All kinds of issues are happening. And I'm sure there are different ways that the town board can come up with letting the town residents know what's going on and what the current issues are. Is that not a possibility?
We can consider additional outreach related to this project, yes.
Please do then.
Yes, please
do. Thank you.
Duly noted.
Are any other of the abutting towns involved with the Stewart's project, or is it just the town of LaGrange?
I'm not aware of any other towns being involved in that. No. I'm not sure what you're getting at.
I believe other towns have done in-depth studies about commercial pollutants to their groundwater.
I see. Okay.
Here's Clemens one. Still has his hand raised. Thomas Clemens.
If you can clarify something for me. I don't know if this is to be addressed to David Cooper or not. David, you said this meeting was being recorded, correct?
Yes. Correct.
If it's being recorded, my question is, are the specifics laid out by Drew Gammels now going to be included in the scope? Or do we have to formally request that they be addressed in the scope?
The comments by Drew, I believe, are supplemented by a letter that she sent to the town as well, and we'll be using those in consideration for the scope in their entirety, along with all of the statements made by everybody here. What we said is that we have a stenographer who is capturing all of this and will produce a document which we will use for input in determining what the scope of the document will be.
Great, thank
Make
you.
Sure that we capture all the concerns raised by everyone.
Thank you.
I do hope, Alan and the board, I hope that you look at the chat room and you also copy and print all of those people's comments who might not have spoken today. Because I think that should be part of your question and answer for the scope as well.
Thank you.
And I have them all on screenshots if you want them.
Thank you.
So please do not ignore them.
Good evening. Sarah Jones here, if I could make a quick comment.
Sure, go ahead.
Just underscoring one thing I think was said very briefly earlier and wanted to make sure it was captured as a request to look into both the noise pollution as well as light pollution, please.
We've got it.
Thank you.
Other comments? Any further comments?
Yeah, Dieter Lucas again. Just as far as, you know, there's been talk about not getting water, town water, east of the Taconic. You know, obviously the town gets their the water from wells. Am I correct?
You mean the town water supply itself?
Right.
Yes, that's supplied by wells.
And that's in an aquifer, no doubt, and aquifers flow. So I would ask that, you know, I believe that gas station that was mentioned earlier on Taconic and 55, I think there's a contamination issue there. Is that why that's never been developed?
You're talking about the one on the north side of,
yeah,
of 55, basically across the street from the Shell station, right?
Right, right. Was that a contamination issue?
Do you mean, was it closed because of a contamination issue?
Well, is nothing ever been done with it for decades because of a contamination issue?
I'm afraid you'd have to ask the owner of the property that question. I don't know what the answer to that is, and it was closed so long ago that I wasn't involved, so I don't know what the reason for it closing was as well.
Fair enough, but I guess I would ask that, you know, affecting our groundwater for our town wells as well, how that would be affected. And I would recommend if we don't know why that property is not being developed as a gas station and we don't know if it's contaminated, shouldn't we find out?
I believe that if it was contaminated, the DEC would have required something to have been done by now, Dieter, but I can't comment on that. It was so long ago that it closed that I'm not sure how to answer that. I can look into that, but as a general rule, contaminated sites are controlled and regulated very heavily by the DEC.
Okay.
As are gas stations more generally, I might add. They are subject to a whole plethora of state safety regulations that go well beyond the scope of the town in order to operate at all.
Okay. Ed, you were saying something?
So let's ask the question a little bit differently, Alan. Why hasn't the site been developed?
I think I answered that. I don't know.
Can I ask a question, Mr. Bell?
I'm sorry?
Can I ask a question, Mr. Bell? And I'm not trying to cut anybody off. I just want to ask something that has nothing to do with this water problem.
Okay.
So maybe it's not the right forum, but
and
I just have to
I'll get to you in a second. I think Haley's been patient, so I'd like to hear what she says.
This has absolutely nothing to do with this water situation, but I have to ask this because I have sent out two emails and haven't gotten a reply. Mm-hmm. I literally just want to know a simple question. For our neighborhood, we would like streetlights. Do we talk to you about this? Who do we go to? There's multiple families in our neighborhood who would like to encourage streetlights.
You can send an email directly to my email account.
Okay, perfect. Thank you.
Sure. Susan, did you want to finish your question?
I think I asked the question, which was?
Which was why has it not been developed? And I think I answered that. And I said, you'd really have to answer the owner of that property because they're the ones that make decisions about whether to or not develop property, not the town. I'm not trying to dodge the question. It's just that we don't have an inventory of every commercial property in the town and keep track of the status of it or promote development on it. That's controlled by the private landowners.
Well, I certainly
I don't know what the answer to the why they haven't done anything with that property.
So I think the follow-up question to that, Mr. Bell, is when anyone pulls an underground storage tank, there needs to be a permit, a CO, and soil samples filed. We witnessed the tanks being pulled up on that gas station site. And what were the results of the soil samples? Is the soil contaminated on that site or not?
I will attempt to find out what the answer to that is. I'm not sure that I even know how to go about doing it because, as I said before, that's all very heavily regulated by the state, but I will attempt to find out what the answer to that question is.
The soil samples should be delivered to the town. The town should have the soil sample results of any underground oil tank that's been removed in order to get a CO. Does anyone on the board know if that...
Sorry, I'm jumping in. So I'm jumping in again because I'm concerned about the record again for the scoping. Remember, town staff is going to have to review all of the comments that we're hearing and understand what is related to the action that we're studying and what's kind of a side discussion on topics not relevant to the GEIS and maybe relevant to everybody else here. But for our purposes, if we're not discussing the GEIS or the scope, perhaps maybe we want to end the public hearing and then you can continue the discussion. I'm just concerned that the record is kind of bleeding and it's going to.
I understand. And I appreciate that. Nicole, let's handle it this way. If you send me an email directly to my email account and ask me the information you're interested in, I will look to find whether the town has that answer and get back to you.
Okay. And Mr. Cooper, it is directly relevant. Gas station on the same road that has been abandoned. No one's taken it over. No one's reusing it as a gas station. When the town is trying to rezone lots for the purpose of gas stations within a half a mile east of that. So it is relevant.
We agree. We agree, Nicole.
Nicole, that lot is not zoned for a gas station. That's why it's not a gas station, I guess.
The existing use of the gas, are you talking, Gary, about the one that's been abandoned?
Yes.
Okay.
That's a zoning change.
So that was part of the zoning change of 2005?
Yes.
Whatever the change, yes.
If that gas station exceeded in existence, then it would still be allowed usage, correct?
Yeah, the way that works is it would have become a non-conforming use, but once it's been abandoned for some period of time, then it can't reopen.
Understood. But still, it would be prudent to understand if when they pulled those tanks up, if there was any ground soil, ground water contamination. Thank you. I will send you that email, Alan.
Sure, thank you.
Easy.
Yeah.
Other questions? Any other comments? Last chance. So a motion to close the public comment for the scoping.
Ed Jessup will make the motion to close the public comment.
Do I have a second?
I'll second that.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Carried. As a reminder of what the next steps are, the town is going to now take the record from this meeting as well as other comments that we've received outside of this meeting and incorporate this into a supplemental environmental impact statement. When that document is available, there will be a public hearing held to review to make that document available to the public as well as the various other agencies that we have to share it with. For example, the County Department of Health, the State Department of Environmental Conservation, the State Department of Transportation, and so forth. The next step, if we choose to take it, would be a public hearing to consider the environmental impact statement itself, as well as public hearings related to any amendments to the comprehensive plan that might be necessary. Just want everybody to understand how that will take place. Thank you. The next agenda, we will now move on to other agenda items.
Thank you all. See you soon.
Good night.
Supervisor Bell, I'm sorry, can I just ask one quick follow-up question?
Sure, Drew, go ahead.
Will the final scope, will that be posted on the town's website?
Yes, it's required. And on the ENB, as you know.
The final scope has to be adopted by this board as well, although there isn't a public comment or a public hearing associated with the final scope. But that will be published on the website. It will be listed on the agenda, and it would be adopted at a future meeting.
Thank you for confirming.
Sure.
Thank you.
Next agenda item is related to the appointment of Jessica Martinez as a senior clerk, effective next Monday at an hourly rate of $18.75. This is an addition that we're making to our building staff. Our building and zoning staff. Do I have a motion?
Motion accepted.
Richie made the motion. Do I have a second?
I'll second by Gary.
Gary's made the second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Carried. Next item in your package is a request from the building inspector for a refund of $175 related to a building permit and fire damage repairs. Do I have a motion?
I'll make that motion to refund the money.
Rich, there's a second. Ed made the second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Carried. The next item has to do with a tentative agreement with the CSE EA. You should have that tentative agreement. Yes, sir.
I thought Kelly had stricken that from the agenda.
The CSE, eh?
She gave it to me. I'm sorry, she didn't give it to me today.
No?
Yep.
Christine, has that been stricken or no?
No, she told me.
It was a blackout.
Okay.
As far as I know.
Okay, sorry.
Do you not have it in your packages?
No, I have it in my package.
Yes.
Okay, so I guess my question is, does somebody want to make a motion for me to sign and approve the tentative agreement?
I'll make that motion.
I'll second that.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Carried. The next item has to do with presenting the tentative budget to the town board. Christine, do they have copies of this in their mail folders?
It should be in the mailboxes.
Okay. Please take a look at this. I'd like to have a discussion at our next meeting about whether we're going to have any changes to it. And so that we can set a public hearing for
November 4th. Yeah.
Pardon me?
November 4th.
Okay.
Yeah.
Can we set that at the next meeting, Christine?
Yes, we can.
Okay. So I'd like to set the public hearing for the preliminary for November 4th. So please take a look at it. If you have suggestions for things you'd like to change and the like, let's be prepared to talk about that at the next meeting, please. Time for committee reports. Anything from the CAC?
No, the only thing is the steel that we're looking for that bridge.
Yep.
Richie's working on
it. Come look at the I-beams, you said, Joe?
Somebody wants to come and look at them. I told them how to get in touch with you.
Yep. So we're the board is waiting for alternatives and recommendations?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, what they're doing is they're looking for steel. They have one steel beam that appears to be sufficient.
Yeah.
So what we need is a matching one for the other side.
Okay.
And Richie said he's working on that.
Yeah, I think I'll get two. Yeah, if you want to have him stop out, Joe, I'm sure I can make enough there with what I have.
Okay, he was concerned about the small one, but you're saying putting
them together. I got bigger ones. I didn't want to get rid of it. I got two big ones that I can.
Okay.
Richie, thank God you saved stuff.
you were holding out on us.
See, and everyone says they're junk. It's not junk.
anything from Highway?
The trusses are in for the salt shed. They look good. Yeah, and the stop signs went up at Dr. Fink with the little flashing LED lights on.
Yeah, I saw
on.
Those. Thank you. Anything else?
No.
Anything from business and economic development?
No.
Anything from recreation?
No.
Anything from open space?
No.
Are there any town board comments?
I just
anything
want to comment
from the attorney at this time?
Hold on. Comment.
I'm sorry?
I didn't hear that.
Go, Richie.
I just want to comment on the storage set that we had 17,000 allocated. We're under budget by $932 total. Okay. Bill is 16,068.
Okay.
Thank Good. You.
Anything else from the board? Anything from the town attorney at this time?
No comments.
Do I have a motion open for public comment?
So moved, Ed Jessup.
Do I have a second?
Second, Joe.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All opposed. Carried. Any further comments or questions from the public? Going twice. Do you have a motion to close?
Okay, just make the motion to close the public comment session.
Second by Gary.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Do I have a motion to move the November?
Excuse me, Mr. Supervisor, we did it already. It's just a reminder so people know.
Oh, okay, it's a reminder?
Yes, we did vote on that. We just want to make a reminder closer to the date.
Not now?
What are the dates?
No, we voted on it already, but because it was done prior, we wanted to go closer to the time so people understand, you know, that we had changed it, so they were not confused.
I see.
Can I know?
So our November meeting is the 4th instead of the 11th, and November we're not going to meet on the day before Thanksgiving.
11-8 had to be changed because of Veterans Day, and then the 25th was to the 18th because of Thanksgiving.
Christine, I swear I'm not being petty here, but the meeting that was moved from the 11th of November to the 4th, not from the 8th, because the 8th is Sunday.
Oh, dear, I'm sorry.
Okay. That's fine. I just wanted to make sure that everybody understood that. And yeah, we moved the other one because of Thanksgiving.
If I'm understanding it, Alan, correct, it's the 4th and 18th of November are the two meetings?
That's correct.
Yeah, I'm not sure because that was just from the legislative aid. I'm not sure of the date.
Okay. Yeah, I have the 4th, Chris.
Yes.
On my...
Thank you.
Yep, 4th and 18th.
Okay.
If there's nothing else, do I have a motion to adjourn?
Guys, give me a motion. I'll make the motion. Ed Jessup will make
it. Do I have a second?
Second by Gary.
All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Carried. Thanks, everyone.
Good night, everyone.
Thank you. Have a good night.
Good night.
See you.
Take care.